The Lord be with you.
And with
you. Reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. As Jesus passed by, he saw a man named Matthew sitting at the customs post. He said to him, "Follow me." He got up and followed him. While he was at table in his house, many tax collectors and sinners came and sat with Jesus and his disciples. The Pharisees saw this and said to his disciples, "Why does your teacher eat with tax collectors and sinners?" He heard this and said, "Those who are well do not need a physician, but the sick do. Go and learn the meaning of the words, 'I desire mercy, not sacrifice.' I did not come to call the righteous, but sinners." The Gospel of the Lord. Hopefully some of the boys here will eventually do some courses in homiletics, which means you'll be doing a course on how to preach as you prepare to become a priest. I hope and I pray. Okay? I hope and I pray. So when you're preaching, it's like going to a restaurant in which you can choose from a lot of different delicious foods. Lasagna, pizza, a milkshake, wonderful dessert, a lot of choices. So I can preach on the first reading. I can preach on the psalm. I can preach on the gospel. I can preach on the mass that I'm celebrating today, which is the mass of the Sacred Heart. So being spiritually gluttonous, I'm going to preach on all of them. Amen? But each of these mini homilies is only going to be about maybe 2.5-3 minutes. So let's dive into this luscious banquet that God has prepared for us. Amen? First reading. How many moms here? How many dads here? Did you pay attention to that first reading? Helping your son or daughter to choose their future spouse. I don't think that there are any parents here that ever prayed that their son or daughter that's 11 or 12 would choose the right perfect spouse. Have you? No, Father. But you should. You should. Your vocation, whether or not you become a priest or a father with 10 kids, that's an important decision. I'm not cynical or skeptical, but many people, when they get married, they choose the wrong person in the wrong place at the wrong time and with the wrong intention, and that is tantamount to disaster. Divorce. Hasta la vista, baby. What is the modern criteria that a lot of girls have for their future husband? The 5 B's. Do you know the 5 B's? Do you know? I'll tell you. My future husband has the five B's: brains, brawn, beauty, and big bucks. Yeah. I'll repeat. Brains, brawn, beauty, and big bucks. You're kind of laughing, but that's a very, very common criteria. Once someone that graduates from Harvard, well, summa cum laude, someone is able to play good sports, someone who is guapo, as they say in Spanish, well, I mean, is guapito, huh? And he's got a lot of money in his wallet. So that's a materialistic, erroneous, hedonistic criteria for choosing your future husband. Don't have that. You should choose a husband that wants you to become a saint and bring your children to heaven. Amen? So there's an idea on the first reading. Parents, pray for the future vocation of your children. You got to pray over that. Very important. I'm going to get married the person that's going to help me to get to heaven. Amen, huh? As well as the kids. But maybe there's some boys and girls here that are called to become priests or religious. Amen, huh? Pray over that. I didn't hear an amen there. I heard an oh me. I hope it's an amen. Huh? Okay, the psalm. Were you paying attention to the psalm? I didn't think you will. You were, so I'll refresh your mind. Okay. The one word that I'd like to glean from it is give thanks. We have to thank God constantly. Thank God constantly. Many of your parents have done the spiritual exercises with me, and you're doing the spiritual exercises now through the eyes and heart of Mary. Let me teach you something very short but important that hopefully you remember the rest of your life. When you're in desolation, desolation means when you feel kind of sad, depressed, discouraged, as we say in New York, down in the dumps, okay? You feel kind of bad. Okay, spend 2 minutes thanking God for all the good things He's given to you. Amen? For example, this causes me a little bit of sadness, is that 8 months ago, my father died. That's tough. You lose the man that was closest to you in your life. It's kind of hard. You know what I do then? Then I thank God for the 88 years that God gave to my father. And I thank God for all the happy and joyful moments I had with my dad. Amen? So I overcome the sadness by thanking God for the time that my dad gave me a piggyback ride, huh? My dad played airplane with me. You know what that is? Airplane? You know, you grab the little boy by the arms, you know, like this. Sometimes he'd even let me down, let me fall. But on the grass, okay? Those were the good days. Flying high, okay? So that's the message for the psalm. Okay, for the reading, the gospel reading, it's for you and for me. This is one of the most famous vocational calls in the whole Bible. It's the call of Saint Matthew. How many of you have done the spiritual exercise with parents? Now you've heard my preaching on Matthew during the three classes of men, remember? I preach on this often. Now what would happen if Matthew, Jesus said, come and follow me, and Matthew said, I got my money. No, I'm a publican, I've got a lot of money, I've got a lot of friends, we've got a nice house here, I've got a lot of pleasure, I've got a lot of security. Jesus, why don't you call someone else? What would have happened? Matthew would have had a lot of money, a lot of pleasure, a lot of parties, a lot of pechanga and fiesta, as they say in Mexican Spanish, right? A lot of that. But he would have never obtained the greatest gift in the world, deep friendship with Jesus Christ. He would have never obtained that. So the message is this. If you were to open up your hands and you put sawdust, or dust, or rocks in your hands, and I say, look, you know, open up those hands because I've got something better. And I had 100 diamonds I was going to place in your hands. You have to open up those hands and you got to let that dirt fall so that I can load those hands with the most beautiful diamonds in the world. So we have to learn to give up by saying no to power and pleasure. We say yes to friendship with Jesus Christ. So let's pray in this Mass that we celebrate the Sacred Heart of Jesus and the Immaculate Heart of Mary, that we will find true happiness not in things or power or pleasure or possessions or bank accounts, but we can find our true joy in two places, the Immaculate Heart of Mary and the Sacred Heart of Jesus. Amen.